And we'd like to take a moment to remember someone who rose to fame in the best-selling book Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil and the movie that followed.
Chablis is a pretty name.
The Lady Chablis.
I got it off a wine bottle.
The Lady Chablis died yesterday, and for the record, that was her name. She legally changed it from her birth name, Benjamin Edward Knox.
The flamboyant transgender cabaret performer made such an impression on author John Barrand that he wrote her into his nonfiction book about a murder trial in Savannah, Georgia.
When we reached John Barrand, he recalled for us the first time he met her.
She saw me as I was parking. She was standing on the curb with her hands on her hips and sassy half smile on her face, just watching me trying to park. And before I got out, she approached me and she walked right around the car, trailing an index finger as if she was feeling the bumps, all the dents and all the rusting. Went all the way around the car and came up to me and she said, "How come a white boy like you's driving a jive-ass heap like this?"
When the book was turned into a movie, the Lady Chablis told director Clint Eastwood that the only person who could play the Lady Chablis on screen was the Lady Chablis, and he agreed.
What does Mr. Mann do for a living? He's a doctor. You want to give me a physical? I have nothing to hide.
Such a memorable character that John Barrand says to this day, people still ask him about Chablis.
People always ask me who my favorite character is, and I've never said before, because, of course, it was Chablis, and if I had said so, she never would have let me forget about it, and she'd have held it over my head. But now it can be told that she's my favorite character, and it's not as if she died not knowing that. She knew, and she also knew she was everybody's favorite.
When the Lady Chablis died in Savannah yesterday, she was 59. Thank you.